school. Summer sizzled and steaming hot each day. Sid stays in his room watching TV. His friends have flown away to New York and to the West Coast. No humidity and no rush to come home. Sid surrenders to his outpost. Sports are set aside. He wants to be alone. Buzzing bees and lawnmowers hunting in beyond his window pane. Sid then sees his suffering, drying lawn in desperate need of rain. A landscaper's laboring next door. He's an older man, no more than 32. Planting pansies round the sycamore. Sid draws to his window for a better view. Setting stories, gallant glories into this man. Laughs a lot in the hot pot of this kid. But why would a man be the focus of his plan? Perhaps because he's all alone like Sid. Sid wants him an unending tease, bending on his knees, shirtless, tone of tan skin. But around the rim of ill-fitting jeans, white as porcelain. Wonder what he wears beneath them. Tidy whities, maybe briefs by Calvin Klein. Sid could talk them with his teeth, and the landscaper wrapping round him like a vine. Fumbling with himself, hiding there behind the curtain, nerves in knots. Sid in shock blames the heat for not letting him beat back his bad thoughts. Lancelot tugs to the engine's roar for the plundered gardens form at his command. Then he stretches toward the house next door and spies it with a camcorder in his hand. Then in a panic, the lawn mechanic, perplexed and shy, hides while the lawn mower rolls out of sight. Was this a setup? Is this kid some secret spy? To make sure that he gets the job done right. He's nervous, both guys hiding now, separate reasons of shame, that sizzling day. The landscaper slips his shirt back on, oh, while Sid sits and hits replay. Play, 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 from New York and to the West Coast, there are kids like Sid peeking through their blinds. Watching hard-working landscapers, while hiding out in humid rooms, losing their minds.